I'm Lee Hudson, and you're listening to Back to the Garden on CITR 101.9 FM.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are coming to you from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people. And today we're dealing with a little bit of construction above us. We're going to keep it honest.
We will overcome it.
I am Molly.
And I am Sam.
And we're taking you back to the garden, construction edition, it seems. We're gonna assess how impeding this is as we...
And we might go up there and, like, scare the construction workers away and be like, we're doing something very important right now.
We're doing something very important.
We're broadcasting.
And that important thing is today's episode, which is a dad episode. It is
a very special episode.
It is a dad concert edition. Sam and I were both brought up... Oh, my goodness me! Sam and I were both brought up going to concerts with our fathers. And we assessed after a weekend in his hometown this weekend... Sam, there's a jackhammer in the studio.
We
assessed after a weekend in Sam's hometown that we wanted to do a little dedication to growing up going to concerts with our dad.
Because we think that both, like, our inspiration for going to a lot of live music and a lot of the admiration we have for that experience definitely comes, I think, from hanging out with our dads and going to concerts with them. So
Without further ado, we're going to kick it right off with some Mumford & Sons. This is a concert near and dear to me. I'm going to go into a little bit more detail after these two beautiful songs, if at all possible, because right now it seems that the roof is going to collapse in on ourselves and there is a jackhammer within the studio. Everyone, here's I Will Wait by Mumford & Sons off of Babel, followed by There Will Be Time by Mumford & Sons and Baba Mal off of their EP There Will Be Time.
Gorgeous.
Please do enjoy. And we're going to try and rectify this jackhammer situation with uttermost haste I actually cannot express enough. Please enjoy.
And I fell heavy into your arms. These days of darkness, which we've known, will blow away with this new sun. But I will Well, you forgave, and I won't forget. Know what we've seen, and him at last. Now in some way, well as strong, and use my head alongside my heart. So tame my flesh and fix my eyes. A tethered mind freed from the lies.
Get off me island, man. Min wedi mi yidde mi. Ko antan wulli mi. Holli mi ko njidin mi oduna aduna. Wedi mi yidde mi.
Put on a cold light I live. To love and adore you, it's all that I am. It's all that I have. On the cold light I live. I only live for you. It's all that I am. It's all that I have.
Kwan holy me. Kariyo, you got been you kindadin. I see dark and my jad. What me eat them? What me eat them? And what me eat them? Come out and look at me. Banana, nani, 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 nani,
so open up my eyes to a new light. I wandered round your darkened land all night.
but I lift up my eyes to a new high. And indeed there would be time, but in the cold light I live to love and adore you. It's all that I am, it's all that I have. And in the cold light I live, I'll only live for you. It's all that I am, it's all that I have.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. We are dealing with peace and quiet in the studio.
The construction workers have been dealt with.
They have been very kind. They have notified us that they will keep quiet for just a little longer. So here we are today. Let's redo our intro.
Yeah.
Today is a dad tribute to live music from Back to the Garden. It is for my dad, Mr. Jonathan Nichols.
And my dad, Mr. David Albert, if you are listening.
And we were both, Sam and I were both very much raised going to concerts with our dads, which I think is a major reason why I have such an appreciation and love for music, as well as such an appreciation and love for live music. And over the weekend, we were just in Sam's hometown, spending time with his parents. And on the drive home, we were cranking some Mumford & Sons. I said, you know what? I'm a Mumford & Sons stan, and I'm not afraid to say Mumford it.
We were reminiscing about a certain genre of music. So I've been to like classic rock shows with my dad, for sure, like Bruce Springsteen and U2, which I'm really lucky to have attended. But we were reminiscing about a certain genre of music that we can't put our finger on, but we were like, what did we listen to in high school? And it was like, okay, Mumford & Sons, Lumineers, like Hozier. And then we realized how we had gone to a lot of these concerts, and it was twee.
Is the genre of the summer.
Alternative twee is the genre of the summer. So we're bringing you a dad concert alternative twee episode. So we opened with From Eden off of Hozier's debut album.
Which is a Sam concert with his father.
I saw it in 2015 in the Orpheum. It was February 15th with my dad, which, given how Hozier has blown up now, I'm like, David Albert was on it.
That was
like
the time and place to see him.
That was the time and place at the Orpheum. It was gorgeous. Like one of the most like striking concerts of all time. Then we just played two Mumford and Sons songs.
And some deep lore about me that I'm not ashamed to say.
We're not ashamed, no.
That I have seen Mumford and Sons 5 times. They played in my hometown, Niagara-on-the-Lake, before I even know who they were, in 2015. They were playing genuinely 2 blocks from my house. My dad could hear the concert from the backyard, and I got a scalp ticket. Went in with a family friend, and then was instantly hooked to Mumford & Sons. I was in grade 8? Addicted.
Yeah.
I then saw them in Hyde Park a year later in 2016, where they played a music festival with Baba Mall, which was featured on the EP we just played.
No way. Oh, my God. Okay, that's a big one.
Which is really cool, because they were able to play that album with them, and they're, like, such a cool South African band. And then I saw them 3 times on their most recent tour, twice in Toronto, and then once in Buffalo, New York.
With Dad?
Twice with dad.
Oh my god.
So Hyde Park was with dad, and then one Toronto was with dad, one Buffalo was with dad.
Ugh.
So I mean, we've got a Mumford and Sons fan in the building, we have a deep connection to father in that way.
And we are not afraid to say it.
We are not afraid to say it. No. And yeah, just so much fun. Him and I were like at the barricade at the Buffalo show. It was amazing. It's just so much fun. And then now we're going to talk a little bit about our next concert that we're going to talk about is the Lumineers, which is a deep connection for Sam and his dad.
Yeah, which I think to me the Lumineers is like also deep twee. When we were like analyzing what the genre of music was, that we were like, it's like hipster. And like for some reason I'd be like, it's like I'm embarrassed to say I like them. But I was like, no, I actually love this music. And like these artists are phenomenal.
It is feel good music. Like you put on I Will Wait in the car. And at first I was giggling. I was like, ha ha ha.
And then like my soul Mumford. Left my body.
And then suddenly we were like yelling I Will Wait for You like in the Richmond Tunnel.
Yeah,
and that's the thing.
It was cinematic actually. But yeah, I went to see the Lumineers with I've seen them a few times now, but I went to see them with my dad for the first time. Actually my entire family went, I believe. And Julia is in the studio right now, my sister.
Yes.
We have another Albert here who was in attendance at that concert, and it was at Deer Lake Park in the pouring rain, June 1st 2016.
We had very similar timelines here.
Similar timelines, and it was, I think to this day, still one of the most, like, impressive concert experiences, because it was, like, pouring rain. Also, this style of music just reminds me so much of, like, my Pacific Northwest childhood, like, going down to the Oregon coast, which we would do every year. And this was very much, like, the playlist on those drives. Was, like, we'll get more into it later, but, like, Mumford & Sons, The Lumineers, Hozier. We'll have more artists soon.
Yeah.
But if Julia wants to speak on that experience at all.
No, I think you and I were right at the front. Just kind of getting sopping wet and in puddles and just dancing our heart out, and no one left. Like, it wasn't like a rain out, like, everyone was more excited and just,
oh my gosh,
it was immersive, like, in all senses. It was, yeah, thank you to my dad and like my parents. Like, I don't know, they just really did show us the beauty of that communal experience of going to a concert and the shared memories you have. And another fun thing, my dad always was like, you got to get the t-shirt for that keepsake. To this day, I'm like, yeah, it is worth it because it's such a good memory.
And now I'm drowning in them.
Yeah.
I need to make like a quilt with old band t-shirts. Like,
that's an amazing idea.
Like,
I wish I could quilt.
I need to learn how to quilt first, but I'm like, I have so many that don't fit me anymore either because I was so young at the time. And I'm like, I need to like bring this back.
Yeah.
And keep them in my life somehow. But
yeah. And just to touch on what you said about, like, your family road trips being, like, the Lumineers would be the soundtrack, that is my exact experience with Mumford & Sons as well. Because when my dad and I, when we saw them in Hyde Park in London, we were on, like, a road trip in England because my dad's from England. And I remember the entire time all we were playing was Mumford & Sons.
Beautiful.
Or, like, even just in the car, like, the go-to was always Mumford & Sons or, like, another array of artists that I had seen in concert with him.
Yeah.
And my dad said the same thing with the t-shirt. My dad used to kind of be in, like, TV production and entertainment. He'd always say, the money's in the merch, the artists make the money on the merch. And then I would line up for the little merch line. I'd get my Coldplay t-shirt. It would be probably back then like $25, probably now $40.
Yep.
I'd get my Mumford & Sons t-shirt and like a CD.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. Also, I mean, just having those memories is so important. And like also buying the merch, I think, for instance, I wear so many of my dad's old band t-shirts from when he was a kid.
It's an
and so do my
investment.
Sisters. Like, we have like Prince and David Bowie and like all these old bands that like my dad like met David Bowie, and we have like the t-shirt from that concert. And I'm like, this is like, I want to give this to someone one day. It's cool to have these memories.
Yeah.
So maybe I won't make a quilt. Maybe I'll put them away somewhere. Because if
put
it's
them
a quilt.
In a nice little box.
Yeah, if it's a quilt, I guess like that's what I pass down. But like that's different than a t-shirt. Without further ado, let's run some Lumineers for you.
We're going to have Sleep on the Floor off of their album Cleopatra. This is a very incredible story
song.
Of an album. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we're going to have Flapper Girl off of their album, their self-titled album, Lumineers.
Yeah.
And after that, we may play some ads, and then we're going to get into our next ad concert, which is Peter Gabriel.
Let's go.
So enjoy.
Let's run it.
Pack yourself a toothbrush, dear. Pack yourself a favorite blouse. Take a withdrawal slip. Take all of your savings out. 'Cause if we don't leave this town, we might never make it out. I was not born and drowned. Baby, come on. forget what Father Brennan said. We were not born in sin. Leave a note on your bed. Let your mother know you're safe. And by the time she wakes, we'll have driven through the state. We'll have driven through the night. Baby, come on. If the sun don't shine on me today, and if the subway's flooded, bridges break, will you lay yourself down and dig your grave, or will you rail against the dying day? And when we looked outside, yourself a toothbrush, dear. Pack yourself a favorite blouse. Take a withdrawal slip. Take all of your savings out. 'Cause if we don't leave this town, we might never make it out.
All of your hair. Did you flinch? Did you care? Did he look? Did he stop and stare at your brand new hair? Local boy, local news. Power lines hanging boots. Firemen in their trucks cut loose. A local boy shoes. Cadillac, Cadillac. Businessmen dressed in slacks. I'ma buy one for us when I get back. A big Cadillac. And you can wave to all of your friends. And I'll never leave you again. Would you ride? Would you call back, baby? I wrote you a song. I've been gone, but you're still my lady. I need you at home. Romeo, Juliet, balcony silhouette, making oaks with a cigarette. It's Juliet. Flapper girl, flapper girl, prohibition and curls, hair of gold and a net of pearls. It's flapper. Wait to all of your friends, and I'll never leave you again. Would right, would you call back, baby? Yeah, I wrote you a song. I've been gone, but you're still my lady. I need you at home. 'Cause if you ain't behind my door, then I ain't got a home anymore. Would you write, would you call back, baby? Yeah, I wrote you a song. I've been gone, but you're still my lady. I need you at home. Lovers come, lovers go, lovers leave me alone. She'll come back.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I am Molly.
And I am Sam.
And today we're doing dad love, dad appreciation, family love, concert love. A culmination
of... Beautiful title.
A beautiful episode just reminiscing on concerts we went to growing up, mainly with our fathers. We thus far have discussed Hozier, which Sam went to with his dad, Mumford & Sons, which I went to many a time, most times with my dad, and then we just listened to Lumineers, Sleep on the Floor, as well as Flapper Girl.
Which are concerts I went to with my dad. Again, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful music. It makes me emotional just to think about it.
It does. It does.
Next up...
We have Peter Gabriel, which is another... This was not only like a concert I went to with my dad, but was just the music I listened to growing up. There was a DVD of the Peter Gabriel Secret World Tour live that I would sit by the TV by myself, like before my parents would wake up, and I would just watch it frequently, like,
maybe
all the time. And like, if I watch it now, it's like ingrained in my memory.
That is beautiful.
And yeah, I went to this concert. I looked it up and I think I went to the 2011 show at Molson Amphitheater, which is now the Budweiser stage.
2011.
This was like, I think, my first major concert. I went with both my sisters, Sophie and Claire, and it was a big deal. And I remember I stood on the like the flip down seats because I was so little.
Yeah.
That I stood, and it was, we weren't that close. But for me, it was like the biggest deal ever. And yeah, I don't know. Peter Gabriel is just very nostalgic music. It also reminds me of like driving through England with my dad. He's British, Peter Gabriel, obviously. But no, just of all the Genesis members, my fave. And I know my dad definitely feels the same. It's just, it's very much very nostalgic. So without further ado, I just have two, I think, of my favorite songs. We have Salisbury Hill, which is a classic.
Classic.
Off of his album Car. And then Come Talk to Me, which is off of Us. And Come Talk to Me I chose because in the Secret World Tour live video, or like the filmed concert that I would always watch, I believe it opens with this. And I was so fixated on this when I was growing up because there's like, he's in a phone booth with like a British phone booth with like a telephone, and he's singing into the telephone, and mm-hmm. it's like stretching across the stage, and it's really cool. I would recommend anyone, if anyone's into Peter Gabriel, it's like a very cool concert. And it opens with this. So these are just two fun songs.
Let's
listen. Indeed. Enjoy.
To keep in silence, I resigned. My friends were
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Come Talk to Me by Peter Gabriel off of Us is playing in the background. I am Molly.
And I am Sam.
We're taking it back to the garden today, and it's a special tribute to Dad episode that we're doing. We have covered Hozier, Mumford & Sons, Lumineers,
and now Peter Gabriel.
And
up next, this is one of my dad's all-time favorite artists, and I'm giving her a very big shout-out for him because he is part of what he refers to as the Bramley.
The Brandy family.
So Brandy Carlile is a concert my dad has maybe gone to like 8 or 10 times now. I've only been fortunate enough to go once with him.
He's part of the Bramley. It comes with the territory.
He's a diehard Bramley fan. And we saw her, I believe, in like 2018 at the Mount Baker Theater in Bellingham, Washington. Beautiful venue. The eve of her like daughter being born, like her wife at the time was like in labor, I think. So she was like, I'm going to have to run out during the show. But it was literally one of the best concerts of all time. Like Brandy Carlile, I think, like can do anything. She has the voice of a goddess. It's crazy.
In the crowd, it's magical.
So yeah, my dad has really, really loved Brandy Carlile for a very long time. Like I think growing up and especially recently, it's like she will be playing in the house. That's how I know like my dad is home. It's like Brandy Carlile music or like a music video is on the TV or like he's playing like a guitar, like he's strumming her song on the guitar. He loves her so much. And now I think I used to like resist it more because I was like, this isn't my style of music. Like I have different music tastes. But ultimately I listen to Brandy Carlile and I'm like instantly transported to like the cocoon of home and like being with my dad. And he just loves her so much that there's no point even arguing with him anymore when I'm like, oh no, let's listen to this. It's like, no, we'll listen to Brandy Carlile. Like whatever.
Bramley.
We're in the Bramley. We're part
of the Bramley family.
Yeah, I mean, he recently went and saw her at the Gorge Amphitheater
yeah.
in Washington, and that's, you know, she played with Joni Mitchell. She was playing with, like, Annie Lennox, I think. Like, all these people, like, she is very prominent in the scene.
Yeah.
And my dad has been on it, I think, from day one. Like, he knew.
He knows.
This one was going to be big.
I trust he
knows. Because her first album, we're going to play a song off of The Story, off the album The Story,
yeah,
came out in 2007, not even 2007, like 2007.
Wow.
So we're going to play that for you, and then we're going to play Heart's Content off of Bear Creek, her album from 2012.
Lovely.
But in anticipation of the construction returning, we're just going to jump right into it. Let's listen to this beautiful music and shed a tear together.
Here is The Story off of The Story by Brandy Carlile.
All of these lines across my tell you the story of who I am. So many stories of where I've been, and now I got to where I am. But these stories don't mean anything when you've got no one to tell them to. It's true, I was made for you. I climbed across the mountain tops, swam all across the ocean blue, across the words that don't come out. All of my Maybe you thought I hung the moon, and maybe we thought we were Johnny and June. Maybe we thought it was just us two. Maybe we spoke too soon. We never lie and we don't tell tales. We bite our tongues and our fingernails. We fall in love and we don't fall out. Maybe we speak too soon. Here's you. Maybe it's all we can stand. Maybe we walk through the world as ghosts. Break my own heart before you can. Here's you and me, and in between we draw. Maybe it's not even about us. We both retreat to opposing stands, and the love lives on without us. One thing I know for sure is love will find a way. Love will find a way.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
About 40% of UBC students experience food insecurity. Sprouts is hosting a weekly produce market from 10:30 to 1:30 every Monday in the Life Building. With produce from local farms, students are free to take whatever they want. Sprouts Cafe is open from Monday to Thursday and is offering 30 free meals a day, completely free and no questions asked. They also host Community Eats, a completely free hot lunch that is open for all. Stop by and support the Sprouts cause for sustainable, accessible food at UBC.
Massey Art Society is calling visual artists to send exhibition proposals for their 2024 programming. If you work through painting, drawing, photography, installation, media, or performing arts, send them your ideas for an upcoming exhibition. They work in a collaborative environment offering a cost-free space in the downtown East Side and support in promotion and communication, as well as honorariums, working on a 2-month-long exhibition contract. Send the proposal in a single PDF file to Massey Arts Curator and Community Arts Coordinator Raphael Zen at community@masseyarts.com. The call for submissions will be open until August 15th, Tuesday at 11 p.m. PST. For more information, go to Massey Arts Society on Instagram.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
Myself try. I think you should know.